the Gospel of John, chapter 16. Verse 5 to verse 7. He says, "Now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you ask me, 'Where are you going?' Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief. But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stand condemned." This is the word of the Lord. We're going to, our sermon today, we will perform it for you. So we have our team here. Let's give a big hand.
Stuck,
Son. Ikke rør. Forstår du? Du skal ikke røre denne. Dette er veldig viktig. Bare legg vekk telefonen. Jeg skal gå. Du må love meg. Og gjør det som jeg har sagt deg.
Okay,
kjøve iskrem, og du må gjøre det, sikkert sagt. Ikke rør. Husker du? Skal jeg ta på den? Jeg ikke sikker. Ikke rør den. Jeg kan ikke ta på den. Jeg har mobilen min, så jeg trenger ikke ta på den. Tog du på den? Men det er så tydelig, ikke ta på den. Jeg er så nysgjerrig. Kanskje. Kan du hjelpe meg? Og dette gjorde vondt. Takk. Far. Jeg er lei meg. Jeg tok på den. Jeg er så lei meg. Neste gang så må du ikke gjøre det. Bare kom frem. Jeg har et spørsmål til dere. Er dere venner med Gud? Er dere venner med Gud? Ja. Bibelen sier at Guds venner, de gjør som han sier. Var han fyren Guds venn? Hva tror dere? Han var Guds venn, men han glemte det. Vet dere hvorfor vi ikke skulle røre den? Hvor er den stolen? For det som vi gjør, det er som en bumerang. Vet dere hva dette er, en bumerang? For de tingene som vi gjør, de kommer tilbake til oss, akkurat som en bumerang. Og Gud elsker oss. Det var derfor han lagde denne plakaten her. For vi vet ikke alltid hva som er godt eller vondt for oss. Gud har gitt oss mange ting. Jeg kan spørre dere, har alle her mat hver dag? Klær,
yeah, we have toys.
Og leker,
yeah.
For Gud glad I oss. Men han vil ikke at vi skal ha det vondt. Når Gud sier at vi skal ikke røre den, så er det for vårt eget beste. For denne kan gjøre vondt.
Not touch or you'll get stuck, and that's but only to the degree that we recognize the conviction of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Now I'm just going to end and sum up what he said. Let me just give you very quickly. We're talking about the Holy Spirit and His work, but very, very quickly. What does the Holy Spirit do in the life of a believer? As we see one of the role of the Holy Spirit in our life, the Gospel of John says, as Jesus proclaimed to the disciples, that He will bring conviction to us. He will let us know if we are out of line. The Holy Spirit. John 3:5-6 said He brings new birth to us. He indwells believers' spirit. He lives with us for those who believe in Christ. Not only that, but He gives assurance to us of our salvation. That not only the Holy Spirit, in the Old Testament we see two different sides. There are divine, the people who are chosen by God and are divinely empowered and anointed to do certain tasks. Also with the nation of Israel and the prophetic word of the different prophets proclaiming of what is coming and the work of the Holy Spirit. In the New Testament, we heard last week by our brother Pius, the outpouring, that God poured out His Spirit, not only to help us in some task, but to dwell with us, to be upon us, to live with us every day for the rest of our lives, and to help us. And that is God's gift to us, not only as believers, but also the church today, so that we can be empowered to do what God has called us to do. The Holy Spirit helps believers to understand the things of God. That's you and I. If you are a believer in Christ, we have this privilege. We have the person of the Holy Spirit with us, helping us, guiding us, teaching us every single day of our life. Not just for certain tasks. Jesus said He will be with you forever. He teaches and guides us into all truth. He strengthens our inner being. The Bible promises us that we are going to go through tough times. Doesn't promise us that we are going to go through everything in life smooth. There's going to be times where situation is going to bring us to our knees. But one thing for sure, that we know that the Word of God promises us that He will be with us every single day of our life. And we will spend in the company and in the presence of the Almighty God in the person of the Holy Spirit. He brings renewal into our lives. He gives us life. He enables us to pray when we don't even feel like it. He leads us in our prayer and what to pray for. He speaks to us as believers. This is what the Holy Spirit does to us. He enables us to worship in spirit and in truth. We cannot do it on our own strength. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. He is the ultimate worship leader. He brings us and reminds us of who our God is. He leads us and guides us. He enables believers to put fleshy deeds to the death. As we look at the skit today, it reminds us of how vulnerable we are, even as Christians. They're the little things can distract us, can detour us to and take us even just 5% off course in the direction God wants to go. And will that 5% off course would lead us into destruction. So the Holy Spirit help us to put away the things that we are struggling with, our insecurity, our fear, and other things that are pulling us and enslave us. And those things that we can't be free from. And he's there to remind us of our authority in him and who we are and our identity. The Holy Spirit produces Christ-like character and fruits in our lives. He empowers us to witness. As we see in the book of Acts, Jesus promised the disciple that he will pour his spirit, and he did. And the Holy Spirit came in power, which was the birthday of the church, in the day of Pentecost. That was what we see, that without the Holy Spirit, without his empowerment to the disciples, I don't know if there will be any church today. I don't know if there will be any gospel today. But it is the work of the Holy Spirit that empowers the disciples and Christians in the early church, that not only they bring the gospel, protect the gospel, they're able to proclaim the gospel with all truth and the power to see the gospel spread throughout the whole world. We cannot do it in our own human strength. He imparts spiritual gifts to the believers. That's what he does to us. He calls us and he guides us to our ministry and what he has called us to do. Not only that, but in the last days, he will bring about resurrection to believers in the last days. And that's the promise. Jesus said that. That's the wonderful thing, that we see the work of the Holy Spirit in a believer's life. Every single day of our life, he is with us. That God is with us in the person of the Holy Spirit, reminding us, convicting us, helping us to die in the flesh, helping us to be victorious in our lives. Amen? And it's a wonderful thing for us that we are grateful for, to recognize that this person, part of the Trinity, the gift not only to us as believers, but the gift to the body of Christ. Next week, we'll look at the Holy Spirit and his work in the life of the church. Amen. God has spoke through us through the drama, Do Not Touch. Remember, through the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Scripture that we just read, that God is sending, not only that one of the work of the Holy Spirit is to bring all this that we've seen to empower us, but also remind us of our sin and bring us from that state to be in a place of victory place of obedience where we can witness God's power and God's transformation in our lives and in the lives of others. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you for the wonderful gift that you've given us. You remind us today of the work of your Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that you've given us as a gift. Not only a gift to us as believers, but the gift to your church, that we will be able, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to be able to relate effectively to one another, to be able to be witness effectively to the world that is around us, and to listen to your voice, that you will guide us in what we have to do individually and corporately as a church. Thank you for everything. Thank you for your wonderful gift. We ask this in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.